Welcome back to InDef Podcast. Hosted by Barry Mars. Season 3, Episode 8. Featuring Furious Styles. Enjoy the show.
Peace, 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 InDef Podcast, Season 3, Episode 8. I'm your host, Barry Mars, a.k.a. the Fly Goat, a.k.a. the Beacon of Happiness. I don't have any more a.k.a.s, but I'm working on it. But nah, I got a special guest with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
Going on, y'all. Go by the name Furious Styles, the God Furious Styles.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to the pod, bro.
Thank you for having me, Brody.
No doubt, no doubt. First question, man, and this is like the favorite question that everyone likes to be asked. Dream studio session, you get to pick one co-producer and three other artists to be in the studio with you to cook up. Who you picking?
Yeah, that's a good one. I never even really thought about that, but I guess just for recently, Recently, I've been listening to like a lot of that Larry June and Alchemist, The Great Escape. Nice. So Alchemist always, you know, a good look. And I feel like I flow good over some Alchemist shit. With some features. I don't know. I think I would want to try to do like some like real different type shit. Like have like featuring like Ari Lennox and Sir. And then have another rapper there, like a, I don't know, probably like a younger dude, like a Reason or Isaiah Rashad or something.
That'd be a tough song, man. Alchemist, Isaiah Rashad, Ari Lennox, and you said Sir?
Yeah, Sir.
That would be a tough track, man.
Yeah. Damn, you got me thinking.
Yeah, man. That would be a super tough track for real. I think that's my favorite, like, out of everyone who I've asked this question, that's probably, like, what I would lean more towards myself if I was to, like, have a dream studio session.
Where that shit would just be, like, vibe, like, just some chill shit, like, and some fly shit, like.
Facts, man. No doubt. Yeah. All right, so give me one second, man.
Where?
All right, so that leads me to my next question. Name one R&B artist and one rap artist that you think are having a career-defining year this year.
This year, well, it don't really count because the album dropped at the end of last year, but I would have said SZA as far as R&B. Like, that SOS album is crazy. But to keep it in this year, I really like that Kali Uchis album.
She dropped the album this year?
Yeah. Red Moon or Venus, I think it's called.
I did not know that, no. I got to check out.
No skips on that at all.
Okay, like, okay.
But also, I just bumped into this artist named Terry Walker last week on Tidal. She's dope. Like, she dropped like a 7-song EP. Fire. Rapper for this year, I'll say I've been listening to that Larry June and Alchemist. But also just Tyler. I like the what you call it, deluxe version of the project he dropped with Drama, the Gangsta Grills joint.
Right, right, right.
And I like the title track he did for Drama album, that Legendary joint, that shit is hard.
Word, no doubt, no doubt. When I asked my friends on two podcasts ago, now my picks, this gonna be wild, like my picks, but I think R&B artists, I think Coco Jones for real.
Oh yeah, that Icy is going crazy.
I'm saying
that. And the fact that she on the Bel Air shit, like she had a great
She's having a good year, man. Like for real.
And she on that Babyface album he just recently dropped. I think he dropped it last year.
Word.
Yeah, he dropped the album with all female R&B artists, like different, like newer generation type shit.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I think it's called Girl. Yeah.
You said it's called what?
I think it's called Girls Night Out.
Word. No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. So I haven't asked this question since last year, but I got to ask this question.
Yep.
Because I'm curious to know what your perspective is. Why do you think women have such a problem with dating rappers and artists?
I think one, it comes with like a perception. They think like all artists is out there fucking everything, or you know, can't keep their dick in their pants, whatever.
Right.
But two, I think just from personal experience, I think we be busy a lot, and it's like people don't really understand it. Like when we say like we always busy type shit, like people think a joke, like we just sitting around twiddling our thumbs, or they don't really understand like the work that go into being an independent artist on top of it. Like not just the music we gotta think about, we thinking about marketing, we thinking about business, we thinking about all kind of shit, like all the time. Like so it's just, I think that's a lot to deal with if you're not in like an entertainment or a creative like space type of thing.
Facts. I feel that. Word. You know what the other thing for me is, it's like if I'm I ain't gonna hold you, bro. If I'm dating a woman and shit goes south, I'm making a song about it. Like, like I'm making a song about you. I may not name drop you.
Right.
You might have a whole album out about you, and it's gonna be straight slaps, but
it's inspired by you. Like, I might not, but it's gonna be experiences that you might hear it and be like, oh shit, he talking about, you know.
Exactly. And I don't think many women are prepared for that.
Right.
I might have just shot myself in the foot for any potential future girlfriends.
As long as you're not going like the Joe Budden route and you like kicking their back end for on some only ordinary love shit type shit. Like, but it's good. You could get your feelings out and shit.
Nah, no doubt. I feel like as long as I do it respectfully, like I'm straight, you know.
Facts.
For sure. All right, so next question. If you could witness any major past event in real time, what would you see?
Damn, a major past event. Damn, that's a good one. Honestly, when I be thinking like that, I try to think of like big times in music that I wish I could have just like been there for. And I wish I could have like sat in on like a studio session for like when Prince was like working on like Purple Rain and shit like that. Just see like what the vibe was like in there, like
Yeah, that would be dope, man. I feel like my answer still remains the same for that. Like I would want to sit in a session with Jay Dilla and just watch him cook, man.
We got the same birthday too, me and
Jay Dilla.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. Yeah, after watching that Jay Dilla documentary, man, like I went head first in the beats. Like obviously I've been making beats, but like I got new equipment, I got a new setup. Like I'm like heavy on the beats right now, man.
That shit inspirational. Honestly, what made me get into making beats was Ninth Wonder, who was always my favorite producer and shit. Once I used to just like want beats like his, but I was just like, fuck it, let me just try to make my own and shit. Right. So that was like so if you listen to, like if I was to put out like some of my early beats, them shits is like I'm doing my best Ninth Wonder impression type shit. I had to like find my own sound and shit.
Right, I feel that, man. It's this cat out in Richmond, Virginia named Obliv. That's like a lot of my early shit sounds just like some old Bliv shit, man.
Yeah.
But it's he heavily inspired like really my entire sound for real, production wise, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
man. So name three misconceptions that people have about lyricists.
That they don't know how to make like a good song, like that people want to dance to and shit like that. Two, people like to equate being lyrical with being conscious a lot. Facts. So it's like, assume you know, gonna be on some Public Enemy shit 24/7. And three, that just because you're a lyricist, you don't like enjoy listening to like the other kind of shit. Like we could still fuck with that other shit and still do what we do type shit. Like, that don't mean we don't support it. It's just, you know, we do what we do, they do what they do.
Nah, facts. I feel that. Yeah. I agree too, man, because 9 times out of 10, I'm not listening to rap most of the time. You know what I mean?
Honestly, if it's not like, I listen to like more like old school shit or like some underground shit. Facts. But for the moment, in my R&B bag, my soul bag from back in the day, shit like that, all the time.
Nah, facts, man. I feel like as a rapper, if you're listening to rap all day, you get burnt out. You know what I mean?
And it's easy to be influenced by like other people's shit. But
facts. I agree, man. And like my sound, like, I see my sound as a mix between jazz, neo soul, with just like spoken word on top of that type of instrumentation.
Word.
So more times than not, I'm inspired by like jazz and neo soul, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm listening to a lot of the time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you on that, for real.
All right, so I'm gonna add another question in here, but What are your top three freestyles, like, period, of all time? Top three freestyles.
Yeah, that's a good one. One would definitely have to be Jadakiss, Who Shot You freestyle.
Word.
Like, I'm talking, like, before he did that shit on the Verses, when that shit was on the fucking Champ Is Here, 2 mixtape and all of that shit. Like, we was heavy in that. I gotta say Lil Wayne Dedication 2, the Cannon freestyle.
Ooh, yeah.
And then third, it's a Stack Bundles freestyle from Hot 97. I think when Clue was on Hot 97. I cannot remember the name of it or which beat it was over, but I always just remember the bop he had when he was rapping. He was just doing this the whole time, catching the flow and shit.
Mm.
And I just, it was so hard, like, going up. But if not that one, I'll say probably a Lloyd Banks joint on Flex.
Oh, my goodness. Because that was going to be my choice, man. Like, that dude, man, He does not blink, man, when he freestyles.
It's like you can see him like pulling the words out of his head like while he rapping.
He's like in a different zone when he freestyles, man. Like he's just, I don't know.
One that I'll say as like a sleeper, low key.
Mm-hmm.
That Tyler the Creator when he was on Funk Flex. Yo, it's just the fact that he was coming off of the top of the head with it. And like once he got past like all the silly shit, like he was really like talking about real numbers he putting up and shit he doing. And like he was talking fly shit.
Right.
It was just fine. Like he's coming off the top of the head. He funny with it. He saying real shit. Like that's like a true talent type shit. Like he a rapper for real.
Nah, for sure. If I had to pick three freestyles, I'd have to give it to Big L. I got slugs for snitches, no love for bitches, putting thugs in ditches when my trigger finger itches.
That's like, 7 minutes.
Yes, sir. So I say that one. I'm gonna go a little more current and go with the Black Thought Funk Flex Freestyle. Fire.
That's about 10 minutes straight.
Yeah, straight fire the whole way through. Fire. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then I gotta see, this is the thing. Lloyd Banks' most recent Funk Flex Freestyles,
yeah,
they're both like top tier, you know what I mean? Right. I can't pick between the two of them.
Right. Banks, man, he's still healthy with it, man. He just dropped the album today. I gotta listen to that shit.
Today?
Yeah, The Course of the Inevitable 3.
Oh my goodness, man. And Black Thought's about to drop a project too, if I'm not mistaken.
Fire. Oh yeah, because the Roots Picnic about to come up, so it's definitely around the time for him to drop some shit.
Yes, sir. I'm ready for that, man. Black Thought, dude. Man.
Fire.
All right, so I got to get my timer for this next question.
All right.
Give me 1 second. This is a first-time question. All right, so this is going to be cool. Name as many albums as you can with no skips in 10 seconds.
With no skips?
All right, yep. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, go.
Get Rich or Die Trying, Only Built for Cuban Links, American Gangster, Reasonable Doubt.
10 seconds.
Fuck.
That's your time.
Into my Nas bag.
Word. I gotta ask that question more often. I think that's like a little cool question.
That's a good one.
No doubt. We reached the end of the podcast, man. Go ahead and plug yourself in, man. Anyone you want to shout out, anything you got coming up, go for it, man.
Just shout out one. I want to shout out you, man, for having me on the pod, man. Just all the support and shit, man. We met in shout out to Bria, Brianna Maya, for me, Indie Hour. That's how we met through there. For me, just a spot where artists can come through and it's love, you feel me? It's no hate. It's no, you know, crazy shit in there. Just showing love, playing fire music. We linked up there. We got a classic record on your project. You feel me?
Song of the summer, by the way. Song of the summer.
Feel me? Last year, Newpocalypse Now. We're going to have to run it back on them this year. I dropped a project. I want to say in February, a joint collab project with my boy Retro Hype from Waterbury, Connecticut. It's called Not Another Drill Tape. Basically, you know, it was inspired by like the drill music that's out now, but we wanted to put like a different take on it. You feel me? Not like your regular drill shit. Couple like songs for the ladies on there, just vibes and shit. And I dropped another EP back in June called From the Soul 3, fully produced by me, the first project that I 100% produced, 100% engineered. A lot of the songs that's on there were on my old laptop that crashed. So, you know, I wasn't able to go back and really like give them the full mixes that I wanted. Some of them was joints that was just left on my laptop, but I think the project that came out fly has been received well. And mainly, I also want to just give a huge shout out. I'm from Connecticut. Big shout out to the Huskies.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we definitely, you know, took that chip home this year.
Yes, sir.
And I made a song for the Huskies a couple years ago called Husky. And make sure y'all go stream that, man. We the champs, man. It's us.
I feel like a Husky. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was hyped that night. I was sending that fucking link out everywhere. Like, yo, that's it, bro.
For sure, for sure. But yeah, I appreciate you joining the pod, bro. For sure, man.
Appreciate you having me again, bro.
No doubt, bro. No doubt. NDEF Podcast, Season 3, Episode 8. Y'all take it easy. Peace, peace.
Yep.
1, 2, turn me up in the motherfucking headphone trigger.
Oh my God.
All of the reasons to love me, All the same reasons they hate me. Damn, better than I ever. But trust me, that shit ain't gonna break me. Told niggas who I am. I said it clear, not vaguely. Learn to be my own hero. Cause ain't nobody gonna save me. Certain lessons come with hurt attached. That's a fact. Gotta identify it. Demons try offer my soul to the devil for peace. That nigga didn't buy it. Too godly, too bold, too savvy, too cold. Half black and half poppy. It's so infirmo need too cold. Watch for the bitches that only got interest in all of the money you make. Looking for understanding from some women that's only just trying to escape from the life that they once knew. Once you up, then they want you. Once you fall, then it's like poof. I'm not jaded, this is just truth. All of these games, all of these schemes. Fuck all these negative vibes. She wanna fuck with a god. She wanna fuck with the god. Tell her I'm good and your ass at a slide. Pass ass off to the squad. This is that new la la. This is that.
Oh my god.
Big dogs barking off the roof. Fat cats getting chicken swerving in the coop. Bad bitches linking like, what you trying to do? Trying to get the whole world and everything included. Big dogs barking off the roof. Fat cats getting chicken swerving in the coop. Bad bitches linking like, what you trying to do? Trying to get the whole world and everything included.
All you got is you. And now you gotta save you.
Wait!
So, what's the fucking procedure when you got a gun in your head?
Busting a party. Hands in the air, hoes to the back. You know what this is. Please don't be a hero, you better relax. I don't wanna do it, but once it get done, my nigga is dead. You get what I'm saying? It's better to live. Go home to your queen, go home to your kid. God locks hanging to my spine, I'm feeling like Samson. Keep the lala back 100 miles, I like onyx ropes will be slamming. Back on the road and I'm jamming. Feeling like money, I might hit the Hamptons. Getting some bop from a new dot, now I'm feeling like Hanson. Ladies love me cause I'm handsome. Mickey and Sarah, little grandson. I feel like you trying to press me for the fruits of my labor, then I get you jammed up. I'm setting a high level standard. God tier bars got you to these heights. Vividly remember the nights I would trade in my life to get the life. Now I'm the light, what a D light. These niggas ain't me. These niggas crazy. I put my foot down. These niggas can't breathe. Made the switch from being young and humble, now I'm seasoned and arrogant. I understand why they fear the shit. My style is nothing but furious.
Listen, y'all did y'all thing this week. What me today?
We hope you've enjoyed episode 8 of season 3 of InDef Podcast featuring Furious Styles. Tune in next Sunday for episode 9. We are 2 episodes away from the season finale. Keep it locked on InDef Podcast.
Want to schedule an interview on InDef Podcast? Well, now you can. Just follow and DM us on Instagram at InDef Podcast and schedule your podcast interview today.